All right, so you guys wanted to take a closer look at that Brawler's Attack game from Week 11, 1971.
Back in 71.
14-6 final.
Yeah.
Brawlers get the W chilly day on that Hartford field.
Sure was.
But the Brawlers, they brought the heat, I guess you could say. We got the box score.
Uh-huh.
Got the play-by-play. We're going to really dissect this CFL matchup.
Yeah.
Really see what happened, see who stepped up, and frankly, who fell short.
It's always interesting to see these games where on paper, it looks, even you look at the yardage, but then you look at what actually happened, and you see that Brooklyn's defense was just a brick wall.
Yeah.
Especially when Hartford got close. I mean, that 0-for-1 in the red zone for Hartford.
Yeah.
Oof.
Really tells the story there.
It does.
You know, they moved the ball okay between the 20s.
Yeah.
I mean, they had more first downs than Brooklyn.
Right. But they couldn't finish.
Yeah, they couldn't.
When it came to crunch time.
Yeah.
They just couldn't. They couldn't get it done.
They couldn't punch it in.
Couldn't punch it in.
6-for-21.
Oh.
On third down conversions. That's brutal.
Yeah, that's tough.
I mean, you look at the play-by-play, and a lot of those were third and longs.
Yeah.
You know, and that just puts your quarterback in a really tough spot.
Yeah.
And you got to give credit to that Brooklyn D for really bringing the pressure.
You know, I was looking at the play-by-play, and Raul Snyder.
Yeah.
He was everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in the backfield.
Oh, he was living back there.
Yeah, there was one play, I think it was early in the second quarter, where he just blows past Teddy Newsom to stop the run for a loss.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think it was the next drive.
Uh-huh.
He does the same thing to Arnie Hooper on the right side this time.
Snyder was all over the field. I mean, he ended up with 10 tackles, an assist, a sack.
Yeah.
But it's those impact plays, you know, those run stuff that really swung the momentum.
It's those little things. It's sometimes the stats don't even really tell the whole story.
That's right.
Some guys just have that knack for the big play.
Yep.
And Brooklyn, offensively, it really felt like they just needed a couple big plays.
They did.
And that's how they won this game.
Yeah.
I mean, Stanley Purcell with that 63-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
Kerry Harada.
Yep.
With the 11-yarder for the other score.
Yeah. You know, classic strike when the iron's hot.
Right.
And it worked. Yeah. 119 net passing yards the whole game for Brooklyn.
Right.
And they get the W.
And they get the dub.
Crazy.
I remember watching Purcell's 63-yarder live, and he just catches the ball in the flat.
Yep.
And he is gone.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's even close to him.
Yeah.
It was electric.
It was.
You know, it's just two different approaches.
Right.
You know, Brooklyn's sitting there waiting for those big plays to happen.
Right.
Hartford's trying to grind out yards with these long drives.
Yeah, their third down conversion rate wasn't terrible.
Well,
right.
But it just wasn't good enough
consistently
to keep those drives alive.
You got a feel for Brandon Barker a little bit. 49 passes.
Yeah, 49 pass attempts, 23 completions.
Wow.
No interceptions.
Didn't turn the ball over.
Didn't turn the ball over.
Right.
But,
honey,
you know, those third down struggles, they just
really hurt.
Yeah, they just kept putting them in a tough spot.
It's tough when you're constantly facing third and longs.
Yeah.
Limits your play calling options.
Right.
Forces you to take risks.
And then on the other side, you've got Phillip Gomez.
Yeah.
The game MVP.
Mm-hmm.
11 of 23.
Mm-hmm.
119 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Yep.
No mistakes?
Yeah, he wasn't flashy, but he was efficient.
Right.
He also contributed on the ground, too, though.
Yeah.
21 yards on 8 carries.
You know, when the passing game isn't quite clicking, he can use his legs.
That kind of versatility is huge.
Yeah.
You know, especially when things aren't going right through the air.
Yeah. But before we go too far down that QB rabbit hole.
Sure.
We got to talk about
the
guys who don't make the highlight reels.
The unsung heroes.
Yeah.
The guys who do the dirty work and don't always get the recognition.
Exactly. I'm looking at the participation grades here.
Yeah.
And some interesting names pop out.
Oh, yeah.
Zane Singleton, left guard for Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
I mean, consistently opening holes for those big run plays we were talking about earlier.
And Orlando Ferguson, tight end for Hartford.
Uh-huh.
A reliable target for Barker, 2 catches, 12 yards.
Yeah.
But you look at the film,
yeah.
he was consistently open.
Yeah.
You know, giving Barker an outlet when he was under pressure.
Okay, so we've talked about Brooklyn's D.
Uh-huh.
We've talked about those big plays.
Yeah.
We've talked about some of these under-the-radar performances.
Yeah.
But I think we really got to take a closer look at Hartford's struggles in the red zone.
Yeah.
Because I think that's really the story of this game.
I think you're right. Yeah, I mean, they only got inside the Brawlers 20 once the whole game.
Right.
And they came away with 0 points.
It's like they hit a wall. You know,
yeah.
They were moving the ball well between the 20s.
Yeah.
But then...
nothing.
Yeah, when they got close, it was just like...
couldn't finish drives.
Yeah.
6 of 21 on third down.
Oh, man.
That's rough.
That's rough. Especially when you got to be at your best in the red zone.
Yeah.
You know?
You got to convert those.
Yeah. And it felt like so many of them were third and longs.
Yeah. They were constantly trying to dig themselves out of a hole.
Yeah.
You fail to convert on third down.
Yeah.
Drive stalls.
Yep.
Punting the ball away.
Yeah. In a close game like this, yeah. I mean, those missed opportunities.
They really add up.
Yeah, they do. They really do. There was this one play late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I think it was third and 15 from around midfield.
Okay.
Hartford down by 7.
Yeah.
And they need a big play to keep the drive alive.
Yeah.
And Barker just couldn't complete the pass.
Yeah. You could just feel the air go out of the stadium
on
that play. I mean, that was deflating for Hartford.
Yeah. Just a killer.
Yeah.
And to make things even worse.
Yeah.
I mean, earlier in the game, they miss a field goal.
Oh, yeah. Bad snap.
Bad snap.
Yeah.
Yeah. The ticker never really had a chance.
Nope.
And, you know, it could have been a different game if they'd made that.
Yeah.
You know,
field goals are huge.
Absolutely. Especially in a close game like this.
Especially in a one score game.
Yeah.
Late in the game.
Right.
You know, you never know.
You never know.
That's going to be the difference.
Right.
And it could have been that field goal.
It really could have. Yeah.
Yeah.
But hey, yeah, Miles Armstrong.
Yeah.
He had a decent game.
6 for 50.
Yeah. 6 catches, 50 yards.
Solid.
Amos McCrary.
Yeah.
5 for 53.
Always a threat.
Yeah. So, you know.
You know, sometimes.
He had some bright spots, but.
Individual brilliance isn't enough.
Right. Individual brilliance isn't going to get it done.
Especially in a team sport.
Right. It's a team sport.
Like football.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, I think it goes back to what we were saying about the different styles.
Yeah.
You know, Brooklyn's playing that big play offense, you know.
Yeah, they're content to wait.
They're content to let the defense win the game for them.
Right.
And then just capitalize.
When they have the chance.
When they have the opportunity. And Hartford, they just couldn't find that consistency.
They couldn't stay on the field.
Couldn't stay on the field and just couldn't put up the points.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's two different philosophies.
And on this day,
the
bounces went Brooklyn's way.
Right.
They got the lucky breaks.
Yeah. I mean, and you got to capitalize.
And they capitalized.
When you get those opportunities.
You got to make your own luck.
Absolutely.
In this league. And, you know, they did.
Brooklyn made their own luck.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. They did. And, you know, you mentioned execution. And that got me thinking that,
about some of these other individual performances.
Yeah.
You know, beyond just the stats.
Right.
Were there any guys who really...
really caught your eye?
Yeah, stood out to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. You know, you look at a guy like A.J. Flaherty, outside linebacker for Brooklyn.
Yeah.
8 tackles a sack.
Right.
You know, respectable numbers.
Yeah.
But his impact went way beyond that.
Yeah. I'm looking at the play-by-play here, and early in the game, he gets this huge sack on Barker.
Yeah.
Forces a fumble.
Yep.
Brooklyn recovers.
I mean... talk about setting the tone.
Right out of the gate.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not just the sack. It's the timing.
Right.
It's the fact that it creates a turnover.
Right.
And then you look at his participation grade, and he's consistently disruptive.
Yeah.
You know, whether he's making a tackle.
Right.
Pressuring the quarterback. Yeah. Or just being in the right position.
You know, those participation grades are really valuable
for
getting that full picture.
It's like you're looking over the coach's shoulder and seeing things that don't always show up on the stat sheet.
It's the effort that doesn't always get measured.
Yeah, exactly.
And for Hartford, I thought Cedric Strait, their safety.
He was everywhere.
Led the team in tackles.
8 tackles, 2 assists.
Yeah, but even with Strait playing like that,
Hartford's
defense, they just couldn't stop those big plays.
Yeah, you know, it takes all 12 guys.
Right.
You know, to be successful on defense.
Yeah.
And
it's a team effort.
It is.
At the end of the day.
And Brooklyn was the better team.
Yeah, they were.
On this day.
This has been really fun breaking down this game.
Oh, yeah. I love these deep dives.
You know, you watch the game.
Yeah.
You see the final score.
Mm-hmm.
And you think you know what happened.
Right.
But then
you really start digging in.
Yeah, you start digging in and you see all these.
All the little things.
All those little things. All the details.
The matchups.
The matchups.
Mm-hmm.
The coaching decisions.
Yeah.
It's a whole different ball game.
That's why we love football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's those stories.
It is.
Within the game.
The moments. Yeah. The heartbreaks.
The triumphs.
The upsets.
Yeah. And when you really take the time to understand those.
Yeah.
you really develop a whole new appreciation.
I'm already ready to watch this game again.
Yeah.
With all this new knowledge.
Absolutely. So for you listening out there, next time you're watching a CFL game, I challenge you.
I dare you.
Go beyond the surface.
Yeah.
Look for those matchups.
The strategies. The individual battles.
It's more than just the final score.
It's about the journey.
Well said.
Not the destination.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for this deep dive.
Until next time.
Keep diving deep.
And keep loving the CFL.